So we actually started asking ourselves, what kind of less obvious metrics could we use to actually evaluate our employees' sense of meaning or our customers' sense of emotional connection with us? For example, we actually started asking our employees, do they understand the mission of our company? And do they feel like they believe in it? Can they actually influence it? And do they feel that their work actually has an impact on it? And we started asking our customers, did they feel an emotional connection with us in one of seven different kinds of ways? Miraculously, as we asked these questions and started giving attention higher up the pyramid, what we found is we created more loyalty. Our customer loyalty skyrocketed, our employee turnover dropped to 1/3 of the industry average. And during that 5-year dot-com bust, we tripled in size. Now, as I went out and started spending time with other leaders out there and asking them how they were getting through that time, what they told me over and over again was that they just manage what they can measure. And what we can measure is that tangible stuff at the bottom of the pyramid. They didn't actually even see the intangible stuff higher up the pyramid. So I started asking myself the question, how can we get leaders to start valuing the intangible? If we're taught as leaders to just manage what we can measure, and all we can measure is the tangible in life, we're missing a whole lot of things at the top of the pyramid. So I actually went out and studied a bunch of things, and I found a survey that showed that 94% of business leaders worldwide believe that the intangibles are important in their business. Things like intellectual property, their corporate culture, their brand loyalty, and yet only 5% of those same leaders actually had a means of measuring the intangible in their business.